Welcome to the very special summer edition of the 411. I'm Chris.
I'm Michelle.
I'm Eddie.
I'm Marcus.
I'm Diana.
Welcome to a midsummer's episode of the 411. We decided that since we have been enjoying being real people with lives, we wanted to connect with everybody and share our favorite apps that aren't about education. So we wanted to share some apps that we've been using over the summer that are helping us sort of recharge our batteries and enjoy our time with friends and family. So let's hear what you got, guys.
All right, my favorite summertime app. It's the app I'm pretty much pulling and using every day during the summer because we have these hot summer days, which include stormy summer nights. So I use an app called Radarscope. I'm a weather geek. It's a little bit advanced, but if you like radar and enjoying like seeing storm tracks and lightning strikes, things like that, it's a great app to check out. So Radarscope, it's all one word. It's got a little picture of a radar, and it helps me as a utility app to make sure that we're not out in crazy weather. So that's one of my absolute favorites. Use it every day, even when it doesn't look like it's gonna rain. I always load it up just to see if there are any nearby storms and kind of figuring out when it may or may not rain. You can track it. It'll do a tracker as far as like distance from the storm to your house. You can also draw on it. So I send a lot of pictures and stuff to my friends being like, hey, I'm just looking out for you. So, yeah, Radarscope is the one I always go to here in the summer. It's bright, it's hot, and I got to get back inside so I can have some cool sweet tea.
And you guys say I'm the nerd.
If the sparkly shoe fits, wear it. So I'm going to share a couple apps, too. So one, Marco Polo, who this is what we're on. Like, come on. Like, it is a video messaging app. It is so convenient. My wife and I use it. I use it with my friends. It is absolutely awesome. The other one I want to share is Aviary. I'm into photography, and between my iPhone and the Aviary app, I can honestly give my DSLR some competition. It's a free app, Aviary. I believe it was recently bought out by Adobe, actually. Tons of awesome filters, and it is just, we'll take your phone photography to the next level.
I love that app, Chris, and I'm gonna have to use it if I take any pictures today, because this sunburn, I can't use the Marco Polo filter everywhere I go. So I want to share an app that I love. Anyone that's watching knows that this group loves some karaoke and we love to sing. And sometimes you don't have speakers with you at any given time. So when I'm with my friends and need to blast the music louder than what I can use on my phone, we use an app called Amp Me. And what that does is it allows you to create rooms where you can all be playing the same song from your phones. So the larger the group, the louder the music gets. So it's a great option if you're at the pool or if you're like me and I'm gonna go ride the electric scooters downtown here in a little bit and blast some tunes from my phone with my friends. And it's like having a big speaker even when you don't have one with you. Amp Me.
Yeah, I really like Amp Me. I actually, this is a typical educator story. I actually heard about it the very first time from some basketball players at the school that I was teaching at. They were talking about how they would use it on the bus ride to the game, and then they can all sort of contribute. So everybody that's in the Amp Me party can add songs, and sort of everybody's in control, which is kind of cool. I want to share an app that I just recently shared with the group. We were talking about all of us are in some level of training and running, and we were talking about music during our runs. And I think Chris said, you know, he likes having a mix of songs from different genres and different, you know, decades and so forth, but he likes when they're sort of mixed together, sort of a DJ style. And Rock My Run is awesome. And Rock My Run is a great app for just that. You can search by decade. You can search by genre of music. You can search by beats per minute. So it really does a really great job, actually, of giving you a chance to find a mix of songs that you like and give you that variety that you may not have if you were just listening to music that was downloaded on your phone. It's really cool. Rock My Run. The free version does a great job. If you pay the monthly version, it takes it to another level with a lot of different additional elements that are cool. I've done the monthly leading up to races, just to give myself some variety. So if you're a person who's out there hitting the gym or running and you want some variety to what you're doing, check out Rock My Run.
Okay, so I'm going to share with you guys my favorite app of the year. I love cooking and I love making interesting meals for my family, but what I don't love is figuring out like a plan and finding recipes to try. So somebody told me about a service called eMeals. And eMeals, basically you sign up for an account. It isn't free, but it's not expensive. And you pick like the type of meals you'd like for your family. So for dinner, like you can choose low calorie or crock pot meals or low carb. They have tons and tons of different plans to choose from. And so every Wednesday you get a menu for an entire week sent to you to your email, and it has everything you need to buy with recipes for all of those meals. So eMeals is a really good service by itself, but what makes it extra awesome is the eMeals app. So you get the service, you download the app. Every Wednesday, 7 new recipes get sent to my app, and it's amazing, you guys. So all I do is check the ones that I'm like, yeah, that sounds good, my kids will eat that, check, check, check. And it automatically sends everything that I need for those meals to Walmart grocery pickup or Instacart or the Kroger one or Amazon. So you just like click the meals you want, the app sends everything else to whatever service you want to use for your groceries, and I pull up into a parking spot and I get my groceries and I have everything I need for like 7 delicious meals for the week. It is amazing, a huge time saver, and it is by far like the best find that I made this year. Try it.
DG, that sounds so cool. I need all the help I can get in the kitchen, so I'm definitely downloading that one. And that's a wrap. Thanks for watching one of our shortened episodes. We're trying out a new format just to sprinkle in along with our full-size episode, so let us know what you think in the comments. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. Oh, and that's the 411.